Hello, lovely people. Welcome to Insights with Akosua, and I am your host, Akosua. Said in John chapter 6 verse 63, the Holy Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. On this podcast, our aim is to enable you gain a better understanding, appreciate and live the word of God in this 21st century. God bless you for joining us. Enjoy today's episode. Happy holidays, happy Christmas. Thank you again for joining me on this episode. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ our Lord. For there is born today in our heart Christ our Lord. That is my extra version. Okay, thank you guys again. And this is the Christmas special. We have not yet started season 2, but we love our listeners so much. We decided to, you know, give you guys a Christmas special because I know you guys miss me. Okay, Mia, I've missed you. I missed you, you guys listening to me. So yeah, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. And God bless. Now, this Christmas special is all about hope and salvation. Now, I'll be speaking about a man called Simon. Simon saw God's salvation. Let me read the verses, then we'll get into it. We're going to read Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35. And here it goes. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he will not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Amen. Now, this man saw God's salvation. He was promised that he will not see death until he has seen the child Jesus. If you are listening to me today, on this day, on this August day, on 25th December, the day we celebrate the birth of Christ, I want to congratulate you. And I want to say that you're blessed for being here with me throughout this year. 2020 has been a year of so much. For some, it was a year of, you know, maybe a little progress here and there, generally, we had a pandemic across so many countries, and people lost their jobs, people lost their lives. A lot of standstill was occurring in many people's lives. But I just want to say that as we're ending this year, maybe wherever you are, you might be under lockdown, or maybe now things are easing up in your location. Maybe this time you might not be spending the Christmas as usual with friends and family. But I just want to let you know that we still have to remember the essence of Christmas, the birth of Christ, the birth of hope and salvation. That Jesus Christ having another new relationship with his people. He made a prophecy. He gave a prophecy that he will send someone who will be a link, who will bridge the gap, who will make our offerings righteous. And that was Jesus Christ. And the birth of Christ brings us a new hope that we will reunite ourselves with God our Father. And God our Father will come to live within our lives and be the epicenter of it all. I just want you to know that it is well. So as we are alive, there is hope. As we are alive on this day, the hope and salvation is assured. All we have to do is to let Jesus come. Come be it all. Come be everything. Come be our everything. Come be our all. As Simon told Mary that Jesus Christ will be the fall and rising of many. He will be the fall of those who do not want to go according to God's will, and be the rise of people, those who want to live by the word of God. Choose to live by the word of God. Embrace this season. Do not just embrace the birth of Christ this season only, but let it move into 2021. I cannot say that, okay, I've seen a prophecy or I've seen something very nice or something about 2021. No, I have not. I haven't. But what I can say is that as long as God is for us, and as we celebrate his birth, even though it took 400 years until the prophecy became fulfilled, more than 400 years, coronavirus or whatever we're going through will not stay forever. There is hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. He's our Savior, and he has come, and he is here. And as we celebrate his coming, as you celebrate when he was born, he will come and be the king of our lives. I thank you all for joining me again. God bless you for joining me in this episode. I send you season greetings and tidings and blessings to you and your family. Let God just rule in your lives. Walk in him. Be with him and he will be with you. Let God be it all. And you can start doing that by praying to God, by reading your Bible, by joining a fellowship, by getting closer to people of God, and letting the Holy Spirit be with you, because Jesus left the Holy Spirit for us to be our mediator. That is all that matters. Our Father loves us and he wants us with him. Let us, because most of us, it's not that God is not, wanting us. We have to go to God. He's already there, but we have to go. Like, he's there, but we have to make the move. Because he gave us the will to make the move. So if we make the move, he'll be with us forever and ever. Everlasting life. Thank you again. God be with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful holidays. Have a wonderful new year. We'll come with you with season 2 next year. And I know by God's grace, it's going to be bigger and better. We pray. It's going to happen. God be with you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.